I'm pretty excited. Bobby Bear Jr. is joining us here. He's been with us not since the album where the tree fell on his mother's head. So we got to find out how that came out. Bobby Bear Jr., where is he? He's here somewhere, I know. I don't think we have a guest room back there. How are you, man? Got to use your phone for this? You going to phone this in?
This is my tuner.
Oh, that's your tuner?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, were you busy back there? I didn't know you would. I didn't know we had a room back there. Is there a backstage here?
Yes, it's a cage.
I've never been allowed back there.
How is
your mom, if I may ask?
My mom is great.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's in Florida with my children right now.
She is, yeah.
My dad.
Yeah. And she has recovered from the tree incident, which made a great song.
Well,
but
they've recovered by moving. They moved to a different house that has, it's a new house with trees that are only the tallest trees that big, so if she wants to get hit by a tree now, she has to go out and lay on the ground next to the tree.
And that actually, people, there were, that actually happened. Your mom, there was a storm and the tree fell not only on your house, but on your mother who was sitting there.
Directly on top of her.
Yeah.
They rebuilt the house.
Yeah.
She cracked two vertebrae in her neck.
Oh, God.
She got, crawled out of the rubble and called the emergency people.
Yeah.
Rebuilt the house. Yeah. 2 years later, exact same thing happened.
No.
Exact same thing.
No.
Fell directly on top of her. This time she was in a closet, and she didn't get hurt, but it was still, you know.
So she ran to the closet, anticipating this might happen again.
And she's like,
it hit the closet.
Yeah, it hit. It fell. It split the house in two again. So they figured they're going to get out of the house at that point.
This is in Hendersonville?
Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been around 30 people in Sumner County, which is where Hendersonville is, just north of Nashville, die from tornadoes and high winds in the last, like, 5 years.
So she got out of there after the second one.
Yeah, and people from some of her friends from church would say to me when I saw them, God was looking out for your mama when he protected her from that tree. I'm like, God hit my mom exactly, took aim, and went right for her two times.
It was a test of faith. It was a test of faith.
Yes, yes. But she's great.
Yeah, well, that's good.
She's in Florida. So.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it. I've been worried about that ever since.
Yeah.
So how was by you?
I'm great. We've been out with Guided by Voices since June 2nd.
Yeah. Great band, by the way.
So much fun.
Having a lot of fun, are you?
I think I saw the stack of empty Miller Lite cases last night, and they were about. I think they're gonna. I'm trying to get them to change the name of the band to Guided by Vices.
Yeah.
Because it seems to.
Guided by Miller would be.
Miller Lite.
Guided by Light.
Fuel is great. It's so much fun.
Well, it sounds great. And would you like to introduce the guys with you here?
Yes.
People are probably wondering.
This is Robbie Crowell from Canada.
Oh. Okay.
I usually introduce him as my brother because people believe that, but it's a lie.
Yeah.
And the other lie is this is my cousin Kai. Kai Welch.
Who did that?
I think that was my face. That was my face when I turned my head. This side, the left side of my face, I guess, has horrible implications for feedback.
That was your bad
I'll
side.
Yeah.
Don't put your bad side on.
Yes.
That.
And the kids are not traveling with you on this? Do you make your kids work with you like your dad made you?
They sing. My daughter sang on the Shel Silverstein tribute record. She sang Daddy What If, which was the song I sang with my dad.
Right, yeah.
In the 70s.
Yeah. So. You were number one by the time you were 10 years old, right?
Yeah, I was, I was joking with someone yesterday. They were... Robert from Guided by Voices was saying he had his first band in 1976, and I was like, man, I had already peaked in 1976. 1976, I had already peaked and on my decline.
Yeah, no, this is your comeback trail. No, that's right. Trying to get back to that song. What you got for us here?
This is a song called Don't Want to Know. In the way you are.
Don't wanna know. Don't wanna know. There's a baby crying in your lap. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. You keep looking out the door, and I keep staring at the floor. I saw the message that you wrote. I wish I didn't know. Didn't wanna know. Georgia's too far from home. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, please don't go. We got all the hurt.
My guitar's a little loud. I'm very sorry.
What's that?
My guitar's a little bit louder than it was at sound check. I'm very sorry.
No, that's quite all right. That was symphonic. Are you working on a symphony?
Feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Yeah. You have a symphony of emotions? Is that what you
mean?
Confused.
More than just the mordant humor?
Yes, you're right.
Running through it?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, because we've been doing this with the band. So our drummer is asleep somewhere a couple of miles away. So this is our first little trio arrangement. So we're trying this out for you right now.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. It was evocative. Of what? I have no idea. But it evoked something in me, and I'm trying to put that back. And where did you pull that horn out of?
Actually, Michael, there has been an advancement in music history this morning.
Today.
Yeah. I call this the trumpet necklace.
You have it on a necklace? Oh, yeah, it's hanging there somewhere.
He took the strap off my guitar case, wrapped it around his neck, and threw the trumpet. So now he doesn't have to reach for the trumpet off the ground or somewhere random.
Yeah. It's a little bit like a rape whistle, kind of.
Except, right. except it's a trumpet.
Yeah. Could double, I suppose. And you're playing the tambourine with your foot, and just the sax player just has a sax, though.
Right.
What's with that?
Well,
can't you do something else?
He's limited.
Yeah.
He's limited by the instruments we allowed him to bring up here today.
Oh,
he plays everything.
Okay.
But he's the bass player, actually.
Oh, you are? Yeah. That'd be hard to do that in the sax, I suppose.
Yeah. And the keyboard player.
Okay, well, I can see the problems.
Rotate.
You don't usually play a keyboard then?
I do when he doesn't take my job.
Oh, okay. All right. It's very confusing. You know, your personnel are your business.
Yes.
We should mention that tonight you're going to be in Chicago.
We're going to be playing the Green Music Festival in Chicago tonight at 7:20.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Is that outdoors, though?
It's outdoors, and it might be raining.
Yeah.
No rain, no green, so I guess they got to keep it real.
Yeah. So, all right. And then on to, July 10th, Athens, Georgia. We have someone from Savannah here, so you can probably catch it at the Green Room. And then you go into to Louisville.
We're playing the Lebowski Fest in Louisville. We're headlining the Saturday night.
that was meant to be.
My initial idea was, and I tried to make this happen, I called Kenny Rogers' manager to see if I could get Kenny Rogers just to sing. Checked in to see what condition my condition was in. Because I thought that would be amazing.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Like, just one song. Just have Kenny. We'll get him up here. He's just going to be hanging out in Nashville that day anyways. He'll walk out, do one song, get back in the car, and go right back home. Let's do it. And his manager goes, I'll run it by Kenny. But so now, that didn't work out. So
he's trying
I'm
to lose
trying
that
to,
first edition whole thing. You know,
right.
He's trying to leave that behind.
Can psychedelic bring his brother, years. All that stuff.
Yeah.
But now I'm trying to find an affordable Kenny Rogers lookalike to do it. If anybody out there knows a Kenny Rogers lookalike, email me at bobbybairdjr@gmail.com so I can get that guy. And I'm going to swear on the lives of my children that is Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
You know, and have him leave before anybody figures out that wasn't Kenny Rogers.
He should have done it.
That's the hope. So, yeah. We'll see.
All right. You got one here now for us.
Yes.
Is this... what's this going to be?
This is a song called The Big Time.
Yeah.
Because, I want to hit the big time. I'm here today counting on you to get to propel me.
The little time,
Sometimes when I'm at home with all my friends in Nashville that I love the most, I look at them and I say, I can't wait till I become really, really famous because I will never hang out with you people ever again. It's my dream. I want to do what they call in Los Angeles upgrade.
Yeah.
All
and you can refuse the damn Lebowski Fest.
Huh?
You can refuse the damn Lebowski
right.
Fest.
Right. That would be beneath me.
Pass it, this pass
would
it
be
by
beneath
you.
Me. I'm looking forward to the day when I can say, no, I can't do that. I can't do your show. Are you kidding me? No. Call Kenny Rogers. I can't do your show. That's my hope. That's my dream, you know.
Sounds good.
So that's what I'm shooting for.
All right.
Starts with the horns.
Sounds good.
You're gonna miss me after I hit the big time. You won't see me around here no more. You're gonna miss me after I hit the big time. I'm gonna go get brand new famous friends. And don't bother after you seen on TV, my old phone number, you know I had to have it changed. You can't leave a handy from your brow, could he see? But I won't see, cause these bright lights have left me blind. You won't recognize me no more after I hit the big time. Because my Asian stylist will be in complete control. I'm gonna speak so differently after I hit the big time. Because this southern drawl is just
dragging me down. And don't bother phoning me after you see me on TV. My old phone number, you know I had to have it. Check. You can't wait and have me flip your bow. Couldn't see, but I won't see. Cause these bright lights have left me blind. Darling, you can't hurt me no more after I hit the big time. Cause I will be far away, only caring about myself. And if you see me on the street and you try to talk to me, I'll say you have mistaken me for someone else. You have completely mistaken me for someone else. And don't bother calling me after you see me on TV. My old phone number, you know I had to have it changed. You can't leave, I had to leave. Took a while, couldn't see, but I won't see. Cause bright lights left me blind. Who is bright lights?